Data on the Ohio Valley's addiction crisis show that the problem is often more profound and persistent in communities that are economically distressed. As part of the Ohio Valley Resource Series, Working Toward Recovery, Aaron Payne visited an Ohio community tackling both problems.
Stand up so I can hear.
Transportation, okay.
Addiction specialists, business leaders, and law enforcement officials joined other community members at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio recently to talk about two big challenges, a shrinking economy and a growing addiction crisis. The Appalachian Regional Commission brought them together as part of a listening tour to learn about connections between addiction recovery and economic recovery. ARC Communication Director Wendy Wasserman says a major problem is the epidemic left employers with job openings and a workforce not ready to fill them.
Ready with soft skills, ready with hard skills, ready just psychologically. Employers are spooked. They don't know how to engage and make the best of workers who are eager and ready to go back to work.
Portsmouth in Scioto County along the Ohio River has long been at the epicenter of the opioid epidemic. State records show the county ranked 10th in the state for fatal drug overdose rates from 2012 to 2017, and it regularly ranks in the top 10 for highest unemployment in the state. ARC Federal Co-Chair Tim Thomas says these problems require many solutions, and he believes the people in the room will find them.
If a problem exists in a community, ultimately the solution to that problem will be found in the same community.
Those working on addiction and economic recovery in Scioto County believe they can both prepare workers in recovery and help employers. Two programs aim to build up people struggling with addiction while rebuilding the local economy. Aspiring entrepreneurs pitch business ideas at a recent startup event in Portsmouth. Shawnee State University's Cricker Innovation Hub encourages people to start their own business through events like these. Executive Director David Kilroy says they want to help business-minded people in recovery jumpstart their ideas.
People who are starting businesses and are a part of the recovery community will need resources to make that happen, and perhaps even more so than just the general public. We can leverage this infrastructure.
The Innovation Hub provides access to high-speed internet, an immersive technology lab, mentors, and other resources to help bring products or business ideas to market. Kilroy says his goal is for the recovery community to join them without fear of judgment.
They should feel just as included. The outreach that we do to people that we know who are starting businesses should apply to them as well. It's about making them feel included in this community.
The Innovation Hub builds on skills people already have. Another program works on basic tools to re-enter the workforce. The Hughes Reentry Center, run by the Counseling Center Incorporated, serves people who have committed a crime related to a substance use disorder. They receive addiction treatment, housing, and other services. Administrative Director Nick Ferrara previously worked as a probation officer in the county for 19 years and learned employment is a big obstacle for sustained recovery.
A lot of these guys don't have an education, they don't have a trade, so they're getting back into the community, going back to the same environment that they came from, and the vicious circle continues.
The program works with education and business groups to provide GED classes and job training, including electrical work, plumbing, and maritime deck work. Ferrara says the addiction crisis has so deeply affected the community, people now rally around those previously shunned due to stigma.
If we can get people substance abuse treatment, give them a trade, and actually get them out in the workforce, that can only help the economic recovery, economic development.
Business leaders are realizing addiction recovery and economic recovery can work together, and a community once defined by its fall invests in its rise together. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKMS.